Well, as someone who thinks of herself as winging it most of the time, I have a true professional at winging it here in the studio with me today.
I'm a professional winger.
Dan
Wow,
Seitzma.
like the 80s hair band winger. Yeah,
Let me
I'm
introduce you
flattered.
properly. Dan Seitzma, you are the founder of Crawl Space Eviction, the
Yes.
improv comedy troupe here in Kalamazoo. And it's a big weekend for you with an invitational, basically, inviting a number of groups from the region to perform down at Farmers Alley Theater.
Yes. Invitational is a good word for it because generally we don't do like a submission process. We invite the team, the improv teams from the Midwest that we think, or we scout them out a little bit. And I have secret people, moles placed in Chicago and other cities that look for the best teams and then let me know, and we invite them to come to the Kalamazoo Improv Festival and this weekend. And yeah, this year we did have a few teams that kind of nagged me. Like they knew about the festival. Apparently, after 11 years, people are hearing about it, which is good. And they kind of bugged me. They're like, "Hey, we'd love to be a part of it. And what do we need to do?" And so looked at video and some really talented improv teams in smaller cities that aren't the Chicago, aren't the Detroit, Grand Rapids, some places that have had a longer legacy of improv. We have a team from Toledo, and the video was hysterical. I loved watching it. So really excited about them. So we have some new geographies that we're representing. So
Well,
it's fun.
I think myself and probably a number of listeners would like to learn more about this world, the scene of improv comedy, which I mean, you've been involved in for a very long time, but once in a while, I'm sure you run into people who are like, "What's all this about? What do you do? Why?"
Yeah, the why, I'm still trying to answer that. It's there. It seems like every year I have a different reason that I'm doing it. It feels like sometimes it's to just be around really great people because it does attract some amazing individuals that want to be supportive. They want to be collaborative. They want to invent new ways of doing improv comedy that, you know, are very atypical that you wouldn't see on Whose Line Is It Anyway or any of the more mainstream improv showcases. They want to do different things. And so oftentimes it's because I want to be around these creative people. And other times it's more just me. I need it for me, to be a better communicator, to be more supportive, to be a better listener. So the reasons people do improv vary widely. But consistently, the rules of improv are you need to be supportive of the people you're working with. And so you tend to attract people that are just wonderful, supportive people, which in this kind of ultra negative world that we live in, it's a great oasis. So that's a big thing about that community. The improv community is very supportive, generally a very warm group of people.
When you form a troupe or a group of improv actors, what are some of the typical goals that a group will set for themselves, just to be out there or to amongst themselves have that companionship? What are some of the goals that improv groups have?
They usually start with coming up with a stupid name, like a dumb name, something that's, yeah, it's like this competition for like who comes up with the dumbest name for their improv team. And if it's too clever, then you're like, come on. And then some of them get very esoteric. You know, like, I don't know what that means, but it's intriguing. So, yeah, coming up with a good name, good starting point. It's cool to watch groups form because they know that they like each other. They know that they love improv, and that's a good start, but it's never enough. And I think some some folks think that it is. Oh, well, we like each other and we like to play these improv exercises and some of the standard games. Well, that's not necessarily a team yet. That's not a show yet.
Right.
And so it does take a little time for them to figure out, okay, what is our style? What kind of improv do we want to do? Do we want to do just short form games, or do we want to do more scenic long form improv?
So it's like a band that gets together to make original music.
Yeah, it's completely analogous to musicians getting together to jam and have a band. The one thing is we don't have to spend anything on instruments. and it's not like you have to find a drummer because you don't have a drummer yet. You do want a good mix of people. You do want to have the right mix, but it's not quite as rigid as music. You know, if you don't have a drummer, you're going to need one, and you're going to need somebody that plays the drums well. So a little different in that regard, but as far as the connection, as far as the creative process of what are we going to do, very similar, yeah.
Then you need to find a place, hopefully locally, that's a venue to perform for the public.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe that's when you start looking at festivals or other places you can go.
Yeah. We're really, it's a little complicated with our performance space. And we had some setbacks over the summer with our performance space. And we're getting those worked out. Things are progressing actually pretty well with that. But it was a bit in limbo for a little while, and so we decided to do it at Farmers Alley Theater, do the festival there. But yeah, having a place to do the work is more important than people think. Sometimes they figure, well, I got a big basement, we can rehearse there, and they start doing that, and it feels weird because, you know, their kids are upstairs stomping on the floor, other people are there, just other distractions are there, and it just doesn't really work to improvise, to rehearse in people's homes. So you kind of need a rehearsal space that's more dedicated to it. It sounds weird, but it actually is more important than people think. And yeah, having a venue that is going to be, you know, either eventually or for some, quickly, a place where they can perform and do their shows and invite people to see it.
Dan Seitzma is one of the founders of Crawl Space Eviction, and this weekend is the festival that they're putting on at Farmers Alley Theater Space. That's right downtown on Farmers Alley, and it's Friday and Saturday with performances, multiple performances during the day, a 5:30 show, 7:30, 9:30 on Friday and Saturday. And you're offering workshops, and I've just been getting a handle on what many of these teams will have been through on their way to the festival, why they form in the first place, and the joy of improv. I did, strangely enough, I did read the book called Improv Nation that came out a couple of years ago by Sam Wasson, and I learned that the history is really strange in a way. It cropped up in a few places, and a lot of people were just interested in experimental theater.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these games, you know, these common ways to start you off on improv.
Mm-hmm.
One woman who ran a Jewish summer camp
mm-hmm.
Came up with a lot of these ideas.
Yeah, Viola Spolin.
It's a truly mm-hmm. American art form that mm-hmm. started here. And now I identify it mostly because I grew up watching Second City and the Saturday Night Live. That's mm-hmm. what I think. That's what a lot of people I would think of as improv, except that's more sketch comedy.
Yeah. And the two of them are, you know, have a great relationship, you know, sketch comedy and improv comedy. And a lot of it was born out of this question of whether improv comedy was a performable and audience deserving art form on its own. And people in Chicago almost had wars about this issue. Del Close was one of the founding members of Second City, or he was one of the early members of Second City, and he sort of just fell in love with improv as an art form and said it's incredibly worthy of an audience. It's a very explorative art form. He was a very hard worker, and he pushed people very hard to do improv well. So it wasn't a matter of anybody going up on stage and doing something that's improvised is worth watching. You know, that's never the claim. But that the art form itself has something to it that is so, it's so indescribably nuanced that to defend it is hard sometimes. I think some people would say, well, isn't a more crafted comedic scene going to be better, easier to watch or more entertaining than seeing an improvised scene? You know, something that's written has more thought put into it. But it's really kind of analogous in a way to jazz music, improvised jazz music, or athletics, watching a sporting event. You know, you don't know what's going to happen, and that's the intrigue. That is why you're watching it, because you don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be different than what you expect. Most people don't watch a game over and over again. Some people do because they're, you know, fanatical about it. But generally, you watch a sporting event once, and that's done. It's done because the surprises are over. You got what you were kind of looking for. And improv is so similar in that way. You don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does. And it's not a competition. You're not playing against.
Are there winners and losers?
the audience is either a winner or a loser. You don't know what's going to happen, and so you're competing against more status quo. You're competing against mundanity. You're competing against what is normal by trying to come up with something that is original and unique and interesting and funny. We want it to be funny. That's really what you're competing against. And it's a thrill. It's wonderful. And because it's so supportive, you don't have that kind of negative competition, because you're competing against a concept.
Rather than talk about the shows first, why don't we talk about the workshops you're offering?
Yeah.
Because now that we're getting this idea of what it kind of sort of looks, requires of, you know, each individual, what you're pulling forth. Tell us about workshop Saturday and where and when, and what are some of the topics and things that you can look into?
Yeah, the workshops are always kind of a highlight for me, because I get to see a lot of the people that have taken our classes, or maybe they haven't. Maybe they've just been fans for a long time and they're trying improv for the first time. They get to have these classes taught by some of the best teachers around. So the first one is Sydney Clinton and her group After Party, which is very confusing when you're producing a festival that has after parties to actually have a team called After Party. But that's beside the point. they are going to be doing a workshop called Finding the Song, which is all, it's a musical improv workshop.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they're a musical improv group, which we haven't had before. So they're going to be doing a long-form improv set that's going to be a musical, which I'm so excited about. Yeah, it's first time. They're terrific. They've been really wonderful to work with. And they're going to do a workshop on creating improvised music. And it's for all levels. It's not an advanced class. of any kind. Because honestly, we don't do a lot of musical improv in Kalamazoo.
No.
And I'd like to. I think we could easily start doing it. We have a lot of talented people.
What do you have to bring? Just what, your voice?
That's it.
That's it.
You don't have to bring anything.
And you make music just by yourself or with other people?
I think it'll be with other people. Yeah, wow. I think there are certainly some little tricks and ways to create improvised music that is easier. Crawlspace used to do musical improv, and we lost our piano player, and so we just kind of never found another one. So we used to do some, and there are ways to make it easier. It's a muscle, and you just work it, and you get better at it, and it gets easier.
And this workshop is hosted by After Parties Troupe. Did you?
Yeah.
I've forgotten where you say they're coming from.
They're from Chicago.
They are.
Yeah, they're one of the premier musical improv teams there.
When is this workshop?
And that's at 10 a.m. on Saturday at the First Baptist Church building. Which is where our performance space will be again soon. It's complicated. But we're doing our workshops at that space.
That's just a couple days from now, Saturday morning at 10
a.m.
Bring some coffee and some cough drops.
Yep. And then at the same time, if musical improv intimidates you or whatever, which it doesn't have to, this is for all levels, but if you're interested in two-person improv, there's a workshop for those folks at 10 as well, just in a different space in that building. And that's led by the members of Peppertown, Spencer Henning and Trevor Knickerbocker. And they're really incredibly talented as an improv duo. And so they're going to share some of what they've learned about performing as a duo, what it takes to do it well.
They're also from Chicago?
Yeah. Wow. Spencer grew up in Kalamazoo. He went to K Central and then went to Western, but then moved to Chicago to do more improv. So yeah, he's back. He's terrific.
If you've just tuned in, my guest is Dan Seitzma of Crawlspace Eviction, and we are looking at the 11th Annual Kalamazoo Improv Festival. And we just covered a couple of workshops on Saturday, both at 10 a.m. at the First Baptist Church building, downtown Kalamazoo. And let's keep going.
All right. And then at 1 o'clock, we have two workshops. One is from Diana De Pasquale. I think I'm saying her name right. we've only been emailing, called Bold and Big, and she helped start the Glass City Improv Theater in Toledo, Ohio. So she's another one with just an innate passion for improv and has decided to start a theater, and it's going really well. Terrific, talented teams. So she's going to bring Bold and Big, which is all about just playing more bold, play bigger.
Yep.
It's the kind of thing that most of the time you see people playing and they're just not going for it. And go for it.
Some of us think we are.
Yeah.
But it's like the dam hasn't really broken.
That's a good metaphor, because I know a lot of people that would apply to.
Yeah.
Like, no, there's so much more in you. There's so much more. And then the final or the last workshop to talk about is also at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And that's Kevin Riome. Is one of the top instructors at Second City in Chicago. He's been doing that for a very long time. He went to Western, so he knows Kalamazoo, and he wrote me in out of the blue and said, I really want to do a workshop at the festival. And I said, that sounds awesome. I would love it. And so just looking at everything that he's done is extensive. He's very experienced, and he's doing a workshop on eliminating negativity in your work, which is
how useful is that?
Yeah, it's just like this. I don't know, tonic for our society of negativity right now. Having that kind of workshop, I think, is going to be really good, too. It's not only eliminating negativity in how you respond to people, but just eliminating negativity within yourself.
Oh, I know. That inner critic is always there.
Yeah, just that inner critic that negative self-talk that we do to ourselves is so powerfully destructive and keeps so many people from really achieving things because they just, I screwed that up. And I mean, just all sorts of nonsense.
No, don't take that chance. That would be bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So it's a really good variety of different workshops. I'm excited about it. They're going to be very good and help build the improv community in Kalamazoo even more.
All four workshops are available on Saturday at 10 or at 1 p.m. And Crawlspace of Fiction has a website, yes?
Yes, crawlspacetheater.com. And theater has the R-E ending.
Oh, the pretentious way.
That it is. We're... I just bought crawlspacecomedy.com, so we're going to slowly transition to that.
I stole that joke from Rob Weiner. Sorry, Rob. He says, same with Farmers Alley Theater.
They do, too. They do, too. Yes. Yeah.
So now we can, you've actually introduced us to many of the talented people coming into town. So now we can have a look at when they're performing and just for those of us who just want to laugh, come out to these shows. That like we said, there's three Friday and three Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. So we kick things off at 5:30 on Friday with our Superstar Super Show, which is where we sit down with somebody in our community that is exceptional, and we interview them for about a half hour, and then we take a short break, and then we come back and do an improvised set on their that interview.
Based on what they said?
Yeah, based on what they say in the interview, we just create a whole long-form improv set, and it's so fun. It's so fun because... we've been spoiled because we've done it twice already. And the first time was with D. Terry Williams. And the second time was with Nathan Dannison, who is a current lightning rod of Kalamazoo. Incredibly interesting interviews. And
right. One is a theater icon. The other is the pastor at First Con.
Yeah, yeah. And who's, you know, building, you know, his... sort of reputation as an activist and social justice champion, which is terrific. So we had to up the game. Not that it really is upped or anything like that, but we had to match that kind of a energy. And so Von Washington Jr. is going to be our superstar this weekend at 5:30 on Friday night. Von is just one of those guys. He's so fun to talk to. He's the real deal. He's so genuine. Is doing such great stuff. Has done so much great stuff in Kalamazoo and continues to. And he's generally very busy. And so you bump into him and you talk for, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes, and you always just kind of want to sit and talk more. We get to do that. I've forced him to do that. So on Friday at 5:30, we'll sit down with him for a little while and get to know Von, and then, yeah, create some comedy based on that.
Well, he comes from a terrific family, too.
He's an actor himself.
I have a memory of Von Washington Jr. shaking President Obama's hand when the president came to address the graduating class of Kalamazoo Central.
Yeah, I think that's when, Von really was kind of thrust in the spotlight in that situation and really, I mean, rose to the occasion and met that challenge and that moment with such a profound level of professionalism. And positivity. And he just represented our city in a way that I don't know if anybody else could have as exceptionally as he did.
Well, he's now serving as executive director of community relations for the Kalamazoo Promise. So the work continues. But he's going to take a moment Friday night to be interviewed.
Yep. And Von and I go back pretty far. We've known each other for quite a while, but we want to go way back and, you know, figure out how we grew up. And I know his mom and dad as well, and they're terrific people. And Beth Washington, his wife, another amazing influence in our community. So it'll be really just a very big celebration of somebody that's great. And let's figure out where he came from and, you know, what led up to him sort of being this community symbol of excellence.
That's Friday at 5:30 if you show up at Farmer's Alley Theater. Crawl Space Comedy is the new one. The website is
crawlspacetheater.com.
Sorry. Yeah, that is where you'll find the
schedule and tickets.
Admission right there. Yeah. So that's how we kick off, and then follows with a 7:30 show?
Yeah, 7:30 show. That's the one that is going to headline with the musical improv team. So I think that's going to be the really major draw of that show. But then we also have another great duo from Chicago that's coming up called Straws, and then Plant Parenthood is a really great team out of Grand Rapids. With a great name. I think it's so funny. And then that goes into the 9:30 show Friday night with this local team, Family Secret, who has just found this really great style of improv that they excel at. They're incredibly funny and quirky people. And then the League of Pointless Improvisers, they come over from Ann Arbor, from the Pointless Brewery and Improv Theater in Ann Arbor. And they, I think they're on like, I don't know, they're fifth or sixth fest in a row. We love having them. They're always great.
So they're like seasonal fests? They do festivals all year?
I think so.
Oh, I think you meant of the Kalamazoo Fest.
Yeah. They've been doing the Kalamazoo Fest for a long time. But they do a lot of different festivals. They just love the art form and love getting out. And then that show closes with the Fifth Ace, which is a rising star in the Chicago scene right now. And so we were able to nab them. And that's going to be a really fun way to round out Friday night.
Day one.
Yep, day one.
The 11th Annual Kalamazoo Improv Festival is hosted by Crawl Space Theater, which is at crawlspacetheater.com with an R-E. And I'm talking to Dan Seitzma, one of the founders of Crawl Space. Let's finish up by having a look at Saturday's shows. Again, they start, there are three, 5:30, 7:30, and 9:30. And I see that the initial group is coming to us from Valparaiso.
Yeah. It's the first time that we've had anybody from Valparaiso or from Indiana, for that matter. First Indiana team, and they're from Valparaiso University. So it's a college group that has a very long legacy of just doing really good improv. So I watched a lot of videos that they put up, and lots of energy, lots of really fun games that they bring. So I think it'll be more of a short form showcase, which is fun to throw into the festival here and there, where it's shorter games that the teams play. So that promises to be a really fun showcase. And then another Grand Rapids team, I think on the schedule, this was a late addition. It's called Like Father, Like Son. They're playing the 5:30 Saturday show. And that's a duo that promises to be very quirky and of just a very offbeat kind of style that they have. So that's going to be good. And then Fancy Pets is the Toledo team. So I loved their video. I loved what they brought.
You mentioned that the Toledo scene is having a moment.
Yeah. They're really growing. I love what Glass City Improv in Toledo is doing. I think they have a lot of similarities to what Crawl Space Theater Productions is doing with our space and with our work. So it's nice to meet analogous companies in other cities, and you know, it's good to build relationships with them so then you can pick their brain. What are you doing with this? How are you promoting this? And what are some shows that you've done that work well? So that's nice to keep building that. We have a similar relationship to Pointless Brewery in Ann Arbor. We love to share ideas and stuff like that.
Cross-germination.
Kind yeah. Of. Yeah, it's fun. And then 7:30 Saturday night, it starts off with Listen Stupid, which is a great duo out of the Detroit area. They're really, really wonderful people that love relationship a little bit more. I don't want to say slow because that makes it sound boring. It's not boring, but it's a little bit more patient. You get to know these characters more.
And it takes longer to develop.
Give it that time so that you get developed characters. And so then the result of that investment is endings that are really, really interesting and more layered. So that's what they bring. And then Crawl Space Eviction plays that same show at 7:30 on Saturday. And so we love each other. We've been doing it for a while. So I think we'll bring the goods. And then that closes out with Peppertown, which is Spencer Henning and Trevor Knickerbocker's duo. They're going to be doing the workshop that day. So if you do the workshop, you'd be able to then go see them perform and kind of see what it is that they were talking about in the workshop, which is always really fun to do. But they just are seasoned professionals at the duo that they perform. So that'll be good. And then we finished Saturday with the 9:30 show, starting with Small Victories, which is a local troupe that we produce. And there's not a harder working group of improvisers. They just are really, really dedicated to finding their best style and what they're going to be the best at doing. And I'm really excited to watch what they bring because they've been working on a different form for a little while that they're going to present at the festival. So I'm really curious what it's going to look like. And I know it's going to be awesome. Then we go into Chicago Jammers, which is Kevin Riom from Second City. He's bringing a couple people. And then we're pairing them up with some people that are more novice improvisers here locally that have not worked with them. And so it'll be a really fun showcase of professionals working with kind of people new to the art form. And it'll be a great showcase of those veterans and how they are able to draw moments from people that don't have a lot of experience and still support them and still create a really cool show and atmosphere and moment with people that maybe don't have as much experience. Right. So should be really, really cool.
More risk-taking in a
way. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want it to be simple. And we don't want safety. And then the whole fest rounds out with a performance by the duo James Gretschke, which is, it's a weird name. But it's Gretchen Eng and James Dugan. And Gretchen performs with the group Devil's Daughter, who's been featured at the festival a number of times. And then James directs that or coaches that team. And the duo that they do together, they came here in February, I believe, to perform it. And it floored everybody. It just is an incredible form that they do. It's one scene where you get to know these two characters, but they love surprising each other. They love just bringing these little moments that, yeah, kind of come out of nowhere in a way. But when you look back at it, it totally fits. Just to surprise themselves, surprise the audience, surprise their, you know, fellow improviser. It's going to be good. It just is.
Dan Seitzma is with Crawl Space Evictions and the 11th annual Kalamazoo Improv Festival is Friday and Saturday. And full information on ticket prices and admission and for the workshops and each show, three shows a night, are available at crawlspacetheater.com. And I think we should wrap up, Dan, by talking about what Crawl Space does the rest of the year, what they offer our community in terms of classes, and maybe, I don't know, whatever I think of next.
Yeah, I appreciate that because we had a very busy year last year. It was the first time that we've ever tried to produce improv shows every weekend, and we did it. We started in February and went through June doing shows every weekend, and it was really a thrill to do it. It was challenging. It's the first time we've ever done that. But we saw some really great audience engagement. We saw just some shows produced that were phenomenal. We invited a lot of guests in from out of town to perform. We did a sketch comedy review, and we want to do more sketch comedy. And our classes are one of the biggest assets that we have. It's one of the best things that we offer the community. And Tara Seitzma, my lovely wife, probably the best improviser in Kalamazoo, if not all Southwest Michigan. She is the director of the program, and she also teaches level one. So you start off with a great, great experience with Tara and level one, and then you progress if you want to levels 2, 3, and 4. And it's great. You don't need any experience to sign up for level one. And what you get is a huge, major dose of support and confidence building, communication skills, listening skills. There is so much application to improvisation that to take a class is never an investment that people regret. They always take away, I met great people. I learned some things that I know I can apply. I learned exercises and games that I'm going to play with my staff or kids or whatever to build team. There's just an incredible amount of skill building that goes into it that applies in so many sectors of your life. On top of it being an art form that is just plain fun to engage in.
That's wonderful. I know some people personally who have benefited
from
taking the classes. And I just like the idea myself, although I'm much too...
You'd be great, Kara.
I think about it and just, wow, the fear of embarrassment is so strong with some people.
It is. It is. We encounter a lot of people that have that fear, and they feel like they need to say the perfect thing all the time, or life is going to crumble beneath them. And the fact is there is, in a situation, there is never a perfect thing to say. There never is. That would be so incredibly boring if life was like that. In any given situation, yeah, there's wrong things to say, of course, but there is infinite right things to say. There are infinite ways to say it that can be acceptable. I think that fear of saying the wrong thing or being embarrassed or doing the wrong thing, that fear is often what leads to the wrong thing being done and being said. It's just that simple fear. And if you try to find tools that remove that, suddenly your brain is more accessible. It's a neurological proven thing that fear and self-doubt and those negative emotions keep you from thinking optimally. And so finding ways to eliminate that or at least tamp that down can suddenly put you in a place to be more thoughtful in what you say, be a better listener, be a better communicator. All of those things start flowing from it. So we also work with children's groups. We have, I think, 3 kids classes throughout the year, and then we do summer camps for kids. And it's incredible to see how these kids progress and learn things that help give them confidence. And a lot of them just fall in love with improv, and they are just so excited each week to come and see their improv buddies and do this art form that you know, nothing else really does it for them. And this is it.
Speaking of young people who worked on improv, I know there's a few names you can call to mind of people who worked here and have gone on to some pretty amazing accomplishments out there.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people at the festival and just with Crawl Space in general. One of our members, Alex Koch, he went on to be on, it was a CBS show a few years ago. So he did very well, and he talks about his improv background when, you know, he talks about where he came from. And then the festival has featured some people that are, have gone on to amazing things. Steve Yoon went on to do The Walking Dead, and you see him in all sorts of other things now. He's been terrific. Alex Moffat, I think he's on his third or fourth season with Saturday Night Live, and you couldn't find a more warm and awesome and hardworking and likable person than Alex Moffat. He is such a cool guy, so nice, so kind, and I'm thrilled that he's gotten to Saturday Night Live and has really found a good home there. So doing great work there.
It's amazing how comedy improv is a wonderful well for not only just comedians, but actors who kind of stay with us. And I mean, the classic examples are like Bill Murray and people who can just their range is unique, and their persona is quite unique too.
Yeah. It does. It certainly helps to have, you know, that life experience or that, you know, just a little bit of quirky offbeatness to you. Generally, a lot of times those folks just have that perspective or just kind of look at life with a different angle, and it's familiar, so you can connect with it, but it's different. So it's something that's unpredictable, and you know it's nothing that you would come up with on your own or you yourself would come up with. So yeah, it certainly does help in an improv setting to have that quality. What I found is improv can oftentimes pull that out of people. It can find that part of you that is a little odd, that sees life a little differently, but maybe you don't express it, you don't share it. But if you're around the right people that give you that safety, that give you that support when you go there, you're going to do that. It's going to come out, and then the audience can celebrate it with everybody that, wow, you brought something unique to the table, and that was really fun.
Well, here in Kalamazoo, your chance to experience all kinds of teams and performers and even workshops is this Friday and Saturday, the 11th annual Kalamazoo Improv Fest. It's hosted by Crawl Space Eviction and Dan Seitzma. Thanks very much for joining me here today. I didn't think we'd go this long.
I know, Kara. Thank you. I guess
we explored many sides of this.
I know. I think my meters run out.
Okay.
And those WMU parking police, they're going to nab me.
They're relentless.
You know, tow me away.
Well, I'm just going to put on some music and we'll go to the news. This is a song from Western Michigan University graduate Janae Kendrick from her album Flying, and she's a jazz improv singer.
Wow.
Thanks
Love
again,
it.
Dan.
You bet. Thanks, Kara.
You stung me anyway. You knew down in your heart we'd never make it back, 'cause you needed me to get there. You'd sooner take us both down than change your